Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. I'm using my radio voice today.
Ooh, we got Engineer Choo Choo, Brett on the fret.
We've got Dana Wickens on the stickens. Dana Wicks on the sticks, producing the drums
as good as they come. We got male person Stacy. We have Karate Bird.
We've got those ocean vibes. That's a lot like the girl from Ipanema.
But she's not here. It's just these ocean vibes.
And also copyright infringement.
We also have a fantastic guest.
They are sometimes my dungeon master, but always half of the nerdy folk duo, the Double Clicks. Please welcome Laser Molina Weber.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited
We're happy you're here.
Thrilled.
Long time, first time.
Long time. Jessica, I have an excellent announcement.
What's that?
This is the first time that all three guests have seen the movie Cats.
All three
people on microphones, I should say.
Wow, this is huge. We've been waiting.
That's such a big deal.
Okay.
You've seen it multiple times, if I'm not mistaken.
I've seen it three times. Thrice.
Okay. Wow.
Thrice moments.
Oh my gosh. Okay, here's one of my number ones.
Okay.
Making the mice children was
horrifying.
Unnecessary.
Untenable. The scale is wild.
There don't need to be mice. The mice are children.
The cockroaches are adults.
The cockroaches are adults, and we see them get eaten. And it's not fun.
It's not fun. Also, it is not what Jenny Anydots does. Jenny Anydots is all about organizing the cockroaches who need employment to prevent them from idle and wanton destroyment.
So not from dancing.
And not to eat them. No, she makes them dance, but she doesn't eat them. I know that cats eat cockroaches. Mine do, and oh boy, is it gross. I had to pull one out of its mouth the other day. You're welcome. This might get to you.
Oh, gosh.
I only saw a non-cat. I saw the play one time, but y'all are real cats people.
Just me, not Zach.
Okay.
I just embrace his life.
Okay. I don't know the musical very well.
I know the musical extremely well. Yeah. But that's it. I just thought
I thought it was incredible.
Yeah.
Every time I saw it, I loved it.
And deeply. Were you always in good audiences where like the reaction was appropriate? Yeah, that's the key.
Yes. The second time I saw it was with a all cat rescue Facebook group. And we just bought every ticket in the theater. And from the moment that the preview started and there is a dog in the Sonic trailer and everybody started booing.
Oh my god!
I knew it was going to be an incredible experience, and it was
incredible.
Yeah,
it wasn't Sonic, right? Sonic is not the dog in the Sonic trailer.
No, there is another dog. It's a good joke about how dogs are best friends of people. And then there was like a Scooby-Doo trail, and everybody's like, "Get a litter box." Very good.
That's great.
The way to see Cats, regardless of what you think of it, the way to enjoy Cats is in a theater full of people who know exactly what they're there to see.
I can't imagine what it would be like watching it alone.
Or at home later, it would be bad.
And it's scary.
It's long and boring.
It's long and it's at times very boring.
Sure, yes.
And like, so, it's always a horror show, which is like fun. But there are large stretches where like the very thin plot is like dropped and you're just like, oh,
there
boy.
Are parts of it that I unironically enjoy. Skimbleshanks the Railway Cat is the one time you actually get to see people dancing, and it's filmed in a way that it's like giving the performers their credit, because they're like incredible performers. It's just all filmed so that you never see them actually doing stuff.
I felt like that was still a tragedy because of the CGI fur. Even though I'm like, this person is an incredible tap dancer, it still looks a little fake because his body looks a little fake.
I felt that way in general for the whole movie. It bothered me less in that particular moment.
Yeah.
I can talk about this forever.
And you might.
Yeah.
And you might. And you might.
Yeah. But you played D&D about cats, and I got very jealous.
I did play D&D about cats. It wasn't supposed to be. All of my players showed up and had changed out their normal characters for characters in the movie Cats. I had to throw away what I was going to do and do that instead.
How much prep do you put into being a DM?
My group changes being a DM, Server Dungeon Master. Great question,
thank
Jessica.
You.
And Laser is the DM of another group that I am in.
Yes.
But the group that I was running changes DMs every time. So it's generally like, I don't know. Yeah, a couple hours. Maybe more. Sometimes it's much, much more than that.
And are you a consistent DM?
Well, I was running a book like it was like prepared, and it's like this is what the book you're supposed to do. And then our group wanted to run a restaurant.
Yeah, we decided to not do the adventure and the Laser about it, instead to try to open a tapas restaurant.
Yeah, and so I was like, it seems like way too much work. None of them were remembering any of the things that we were supposed to do. So
we're bad.
Like,
we're a bad group.
So yeah, now it's just a Top Chef. But yeah, you got to be ahead of them. You got to be ahead of the game.
We cut to your mom's basement, where a bunch of teenagers are sitting around a table for a night of adventure, magic, friendship, deceit, love, hate. Adventure, come with me to places unknown. Come with me with your characters, let their levels increase and be grown. Come with me with your swords and your shields and your spells and your trinkets and tales to a world of imagination where imagination prevails.
Join this party. Join this party. Join this party. Roll with me, roll with me, roll with me. Join this party.
8-sided dice, and your 12-sided dice, and your 8-sided dice,
and your 6-sided dice, and your 4-sided dice,
and occasionally flip coins, but mostly in 5th edition, it's just rolling dice. Okay, let's check the spread. What snacks do we have?
I brought Fanta, but I also brought Crush because I couldn't remember. Last year at my birthday party, we had one, and I remember one of you didn't like it, and I couldn't remember which one of you didn't like it, nor could I remember which orange soda. So I have brought two kinds of orange soda.
Dylan, that's super conscientious of you. You will remember that I believe that Fanta is super corporate, so I prefer Crush.
Okay, cool. You know what? I think, like, let's definitely finish off the Crush first, and then if, like, we must have some of the Fanta, it's already been purchased, so we can, like, dig into that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
very
no
much.
Problem.
I appreciate that. I brought some nacho Doritos.
Great.
Which were already purchased and already opened, so I do not believe that that is particularly corporate. My big sister bought them, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Come on. How's Lexi? Wait, no, but tell me, did she say anything about how last weekend when we slept over at your house, I made a frittata?
Riley, we just want you to tell us about Lexi.
Oh my God.
Just tell me
this
really
is
quick.
So weird, you guys.
No, just tell me really quick if she liked my frittata last weekend.
Oh my God.
Riley, you gotta know. Your sister is a babe. Your older sister is a babe.
Bros, it's gross.
I may just be 14 years old, but it's clear to me. Your older sister is a straight up babe. R-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-
my way. But I always love when we rotate to sleep over at your house that day.
Your older sister is a babe.
Riley.
Your older sister is a babe. Your older sister is a 10, a smoke show. She's a straight up babe.
I think this is really gross. You guys, you know I hate it. But I will say, when she had her frittata, I saw that she did ate it. She even had leftovers the next morning for breakfast.
Yo!
And then she said, wow, who made
your
this?
Your older sister is a babe,
Riley.
Your older sister is a babe,
Riley. And I knew that baked egg omelet would make her see a different side of me. Your older sister's a babe.
Shut up for a boo. She's hot, that's all.
Sorry. Also, she's nice.
Also, like, she's nice. I think part of why she's hot is because she's nice.
Like,
well, thank you.
2 months ago when we started high school and I was like so freaking nervous, I was like, hey, Lexi, which way is the humanities wing? And she was like, oh, why are you laughing already?
You were such a mess. I was just there when this happened. We all were there.
That's true. It's true. You didn't know.
Teach, why are you laughing already?
You didn't know where anything was.
Okay. I didn't go to that day where we walked around.
Look, TJ spoke.
You know that day they had early where you guys got to walk around? I didn't go to that day.
Orientation?
Yeah, I didn't go. That day that they had where you guys got to walk around, I didn't
Steven,
go.
It's called orientation.
It's called orientation. You're supposed to go.
Didn't go because my mom scheduled my 6-month cleaning. What was I gonna do? You guys know Barb. Do you think I could have said, "Hey Barb, reschedule that"?
Barb the dentist will not stand for that.
No,
absolutely not. No, she sets things in stone and she doesn't reschedule.
And it was my time to get my X-rays. So guys, I couldn't move it. So that's why I didn't know anything.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Can you tell if my Invisalign's working?
I think it is. Yeah. Like, I can't in any given moment, but if I look at a photo, I'm like, hey, it's working.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I go back on Instagram like 3 months, I'm like, okay, yeah, it's working.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's working.
Don't you feel like it's working?
I feel like it's working.
Yeah. I feel like it hurts enough to know that like you're like sometimes like, ow.
Yeah. It hurts a lot, but I can't figure out how much of that is because of the Invisalign, how much of because of the amount of sheer calories of salt I ingest on a daily basis.
Do your guys' shins hurt?
Yes.
Always.
All the time. My always.
But also, I've been kicking trees Naruto style to sort of build up the sort of calcium deposits in my legs.
Teach, you can't do that while you're growing, probably. That's like, wait till you're topped out height-wise.
Probably, but maybe you can.
No, I think you can, but like, might be adding some injury to injury.
Riley, poll, can you kick trees?
I prefer Naruto running, because then you build up your strength in your core as well as in your legs.
And your arms from holding them out behind you like that, which I guess works the core.
Absolutely. It works the pecs. It works the abs.
Yeah, one time when I was...
I wish I had pecs and abs.
When I was doing it, I was like, I feel like I'm about to fly.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm about to fly.
It feels real good to run like that.
Yeah.
It does feel like you're about to fly.
I feel like I'm about to fly.
Can I tell you guys something?
Please.
Of course.
We leveled up and I want to play.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, is that it?
That's all I wanted.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wait. Teach, what snacks did you bring? God, I hope it's orange.
Oh, yeah, please.
I hope it's orange
Riley brought Nectar of the Gods, Cactus Cooler, a third soda option.
Yes. Also orange. Orange pineapple. So freaking good.
We're playing for 12 hours. We got to have a lot of sodas.
Wait, we probably are going to need some more snacks.
Oh, I also brought Doritos, nacho cheese style, and Cheetos.
Oh.
Also cheese flavored.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Not the spicy ones. Those hurt my butt.
Yeah, I'm always like, why'd I do this? But you know what I brought?
I forgot. What'd you bring?
I wasn't going to tell you guys because some people say when I've let them try these, they're like, those straight up smell like Hurl. Uh-huh. And it's...
What is it, Steve?
It's
Steve?
Hot and spicy Cheez-Its. They have like a Tabasco flavor. It's like a green Tabasco flavoring.
Okay.
Interesting.
And I thought, I'm going to save these for later because I feel like...
You felt nervous about that
snack offering.
I felt
nervous about it. So I felt like...
You don't have to feel nervous about snacks. This is a welcoming space.
Thank you. You're right. But it's just like...
We're your friends.
Well, remember that time when I was like, guys, I know what movie we should go see. We should go see this movie. And then we went and it was like bad. And it's like, even though I didn't make that movie.
Yeah.
I made that choice. And it just felt like a little... It's a little intimate.
Steven... I've never been more sure of anything than this. And I'm gonna tell you in a second.
Hang on.
Oh yeah, everyone get a soda out. Let's just open them all now. I don't want to hear. That very bad movie wasn't your fault. You didn't make directorial choices, not at all. We all remember the film, we all saw it, and yeah, it was bad. But you're not the reason it happened, there's no blame to be had.
But it was like it was me on the screen when we saw that movie, Terminal Velocity. I'm pretty sure that's the name. It's an Everest movie where life Lots of people die and it's sad, but the action is weak.
We were like, terminal velocity. This is definitely a movie about spaceships. And then it was not, then it was not, then it was not. But how are we to know what that movie was about? We did it, we couldn't, there is no way. So without a doubt, that bad movie isn't your fault.
Yeah, Steve, it's nice.
That bad movie isn't your fault. Yeah, Riley.
So if you have an idea for a brand new snack.
Yeah.
Or for in the middle of a battle and you want to roll an attack.
Roll an attack.
Just open your heart and we will open ours. Cause we're your friends and you don't have to pass a bar. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Some different snacks to the table. Maybe those snacks will be great.
Yeah.
If I don't like it, I don't have to eat it. I don't have to put it on my plate.
You're right, it's not as intense as a movie where we sit for 2 hours and it's all we get to do on that Friday night. Yeah, that was out of my power. It's not
your fault. Terminal velocity was open up a cactus cooler.
So good. Hey guys, can I say something?
What is this, Steve?
Please.
I think we should
get all of this, like, well, hold on. We got a Dungeon Master should be here any minute.
Oh my God. When is he getting here?
I have arrived!
Oh.
Yeah!
Yay! We made it.
Yay! Yeah.
Hello. Hello, fellow friends. Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for coming. We're just going over the snacks and how hot Lexi is.
Have we talked about the smoke show that is Riley's older sister, Alexa?
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Guys,
I dream.
Can I say one thing?
Of course.
Yes,
you guys, would you still hang out with me if I didn't have a hot older sister?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Of course. She didn't even get hot till 2 years ago.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been friends for 8 years and she didn't get hot till 2 years.
Or perhaps it is that we were not of an age to appreciate her hotness until 2 years previous.
Totally. Could be that
but
too.
I agree. 2 years ago, that's when I was like, she was hot.
Okay.
And we've been friends for 8 years.
Okay.
We've been friends since
we were six.
Kindergarten.
We were six. And that's
not about your sister. Your sister just happens to be hot.
Thank you very much.
Prepare yourself for the trials and tribulations I now lay before you, heroes.
Right. Okay, here we go. We're ready.
Yes. Restate your characters to me and I will paint a picture of an adventure to come.
My name is, Colgate.
Colgate the Bard, who all the ladies want to mac on.
Yeah, and I...
Main character trait, super hot. All the ladies and dudes love him so much.
Yes.
And his sexy bard.
Yes.
Colgate the Bard.
I am Cromlor the Dwarven Fighter.
Cromlor, Dwarven Fighter of old, wielder of a gigantic axe, a hot temper, and all the ladies and men want to mac on them. So hard.
Yes, that's important for us.
And my character is Leaf. Leaf the Wizard Sorcerer. And all the ladies and men want to mac on them so hard. A sexy, sexy party on an adventure to kill the Lich King. A king of undead magic. The unsexy sexiest thing that anyone has ever seen. You find yourself in a graveyard with unsexy skeletons abound. And now roll for initiative as we begin the first combat round. What do you do? What do you do? Before a skeleton will run you through, tell me now, what will you do?
I take out my mighty axe and I wink at a skeleton lady.
Okay.
And I say, hey there, babe, don't you think I drive you crazy?
Roll a charisma roll.
19.
The skeleton thinks you are hot.
Yeah.
And you make out with the sexy skeleton with everything you got. Bard, what do you do? What do you do? There's another skeleton that comes up to you. Colgate, what do you do?
I play so very hard to get, and I ignore the skeleton but regret playing it a little too aloof. So I switch topics and I get a goof. I say a little joke and I say I'm kinda nervous, and she's like, I think I could adore this, because I'm like, oh, I'm actually like one of those nerdy guys who's really vulnerable, and I got kind of good looking, but it was late in life.
Please make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Here you go. A 12.
A 12. Not too bad. The skeleton's not sure about what you have had.
Uh-huh.
Not into you, but not quite into you.
Yeah.
Honestly, who knows what will happen down the road? What will you do? What will you do? And yes, Leafa Skeleton is coming up to you. Now what will you do? Cast shocking grasp and destroy the skeleton.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait, if we were gonna like make out with them, I thought.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
We were all kind of making out with the skeleton.
Can I change my thing?
Yes. Yes, you may change your thing. I cast shocking grasp, but I do it on myself.
Ooh.
I give myself electric hands and I do a cool dance like an electric elf. Please make a performance check. Very good, here we go. That is a critical failure.
Oh no.
You shot the skeleton and we'll never get the kiss. What will you do?
What will you do?
One skeleton is dead, you're kind of involved with the other two, and that's what you will do.
What will they do next? Will these friends succeed on their mission? Find out when we return on the second half of
Dungeons and Datings, the musical!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left these four friends, they were dealing with skeletons and wondering about older sisters. And drinking several orange sodas. Find out what's happening now on the second half of Dungeons and Datings. The musical.
You have traversed the graveyard and dated all of the skeletons within.
Daniel, can we take a break?
Yeah, we take out-of-character break?
Yeah.
You're not crossing your fingers. You have to cross your fingers when you talk out of character.
Sorry. Can we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
I just had been housed in this orange soda.
Oh, yeah.
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 A break for us to relieve our urine in the receptacle herein.
Yeah.
Everyone take a bathroom break.
Thank you. Thanks, Daniel. Thanks, Daniel. Oh, God, my sister's calling.
Speakerphone.
Okay. All right. Hey, Lexi, what's up?
Hey, Riley.
Hey, Lexi.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Where are you?
I'm playing D&D.
Okay, tell. Hey, what's up, crew?
Hey.
I'm sorry, party. What's the right word? I'm so sorry.
Honestly, whatever. Just keep talking to us.
Let me get it right. If it's important to you, it's important to me.
What do you want, Lexi?
Oh, I didn't know if you needed a ride. I couldn't remember if you needed a ride after swim practice.
Riley, invite her over.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So I wanted to see, because I also, this is so silly, but like I found a coupon for milkshakes and I wanted to see if you wanted
one. Wait, she's at swim practice?
I don't need a ride until later.
Okay, cool. Well, should I come early and drop off these four milkshakes?
Oh my God.
Should I bring them to the yard?
Okay, yeah, that would be great, Lexi. Yeah.
Well, guys, do you think I should bring these milkshakes?
You should bring all the milkshakes to the yard in your bathing suit.
No.
For swimming class.
Damn it, Teach.
Oh, Teach. You know I've already showered up and changed back into my clothes.
Put it back.
Ha ha, Teach.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Ha ha.
Ignore him, but yeah, did you get me strawberry?
Totally joking.
Did you get me strawberry?
I did, yeah.
Okay, well then, yeah, you should definitely bring it over.
And I made sure it's a no-bits kind of strawberry so that get stuck in your braces.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that very much.
Well, no problem. Love you.
Love you too.
Come on. Riley, you gotta see. I think she's perfect.
Will you guys just be cool about my sister?
How can we?
Will you guys just be cool about my sister?
How can we?
I've known her my whole life, and this is really weird. Will you guys just be cool about my sister?
Oh, my older brother's never brought us milkshakes. Everything she does is so flipping great. And you know she didn't even want to do the butterfly. But then when no one else wanted to do the butterfly, she said she would do the butterfly, even though that's the hardest stroke.
So
and she totally let TJ off the hook. She laughed like it was a joke.
Will you guys just be cool about my sister?
How can we?
You guys don't even really know her.
Do too.
When I was little, she'd tease me so much. She would tell me that I was stupid.
What?
And she would not even... Okay, yeah, she's cool, all right, you guys? But
she's super cool. And my brain shut down when she mentioned that she was swimming. And I sort of forgot the order of events, and she let me off the hook, even though I definitely was not joking.
Yeah, that was gross, Teach.
Why, was it?
I don't know, it was just a little like, ew, dude. Like, I'm like... so impressed with her poise,
yeah,
and how she really knows how to pair her outfits together. Like, oh my gosh, she's got such a great eye.
Oh, for sure. Like, let's be clear, it's not just her physical abilities that attract me to her. But I would be lying if I didn't say that I was also attracted to her.
Yeah. But you're right. Maybe shouting about, like, you should come in a swimsuit would feel super gross.
Yeah, I think it's a little
probably
gross.
Probably could be excused by the fact that I'm maybe 14, but, like, hey, it's never too young to learn how to do these things correctly.
I mean, in my head, thinking about her in a pool is almost too much for me to handle, but I don't want to shout
Will
it
you guys just be cool about my sister?
When she does the butterfly, she pops up and down.
If you saw how long it took her to get ready in the morning, you'd be annoyed. Would you guys just be cool about my sister?
How can we?
It's easy to think it's cool when you're just a horny 14-year-old boy.
Can I just say Riley's sister is just another human being?
Thank you, Daniel.
A super, super hot, distracting, swimming, beautiful human being.
Would you guys just be cool for a second and think about how it makes me feel? We all have a lot of emotions and a lot of hormones. It's hard to deal, but
okay.
When you say these things, it makes me feel so strange.
Okay.
Could we all pick a celebrity together? Somebody that we could never attain, and we could all be cool about, I don't know,
Zendaya.
Sorry, Riley. I guess
you
should have thought about how it made you feel. I mean, if the three of you were like that about my older brother, I guess it would make me feel weird because I don't think about them in a sexual way.
Your older brother is so cool.
He's very cool.
I have a little bit of a crush on him, but I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, feel free to if you want. It would be fair turnaround.
I mean, yeah, but I'll just let you know that, just so you know, but you don't have to hear me talk about
it. Is this the way that you wish we would do it?
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay, I have a crush on your older sister.
I have a gigantic crush on your older sister.
Excellent.
And I too
have a massive infatuation for your older sister.
Daniel, we're in a break right now. You can, you know, chill.
And you guys don't make fun of my regular voice?
Oh, man. Come on. We're six.
I know. I just feel like I do such a better job with my breast support when I'm doing the wizard, the dungeon master.
You're right, man. Whatever's clever.
I'm trying to see if I can find just like a halfway point.
That seems like good. Yeah,
this
I would
feels
say
good.
Talk like the wizard, but use a different volume.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah. Okay.
Guys, wouldn't it be cool if we could like roll for how we talk to crushes in the abstract, you know, not even specifically Lexi?
Wait, this is a crazy idea. What if we use this campaign as a sort of our heroes go on a journey not of destroying the Lich King.
I'm already in whatever it is, yes, yes.
But
yes,
a journey of learning how to talk to the people we are infatuated with
in a way
that both is respectful to them and doesn't alienate their siblings that are here at the table around us.
Oh, I love this idea.
Is that all right with you, Daniel?
I suppose. I mean, it's a new kind of quest. A different sort of trial. A new sort of adventure. That's probably gonna take a while, but in many ways I think it's good, and though it has strife, this is an adventure where we learn about life.
Okay, let's see.
Four heroes find themselves not in a graveyard, but in a tavern.
Okay.
In the tavern, there are many men and women and orcs and elves, some of whom are related to you, some of whom are not, all of whom are very, very beautiful. Approach them, but be respectful.
I see a beautiful elf whose name is Wendaya, and I walk up to her and I say, how's it going? I say, I have many interests I'd like to share with you. I could go fight an orc. Would you like to come to
Just in curiosity, in this fiction, is that elf Wendaya my older sibling?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Then I roll a support check,
okay.
But a support check from afar. Because you're being respectful. That's what being you are.
Okay, and because it's not my sibling, and I have a little more space, I'd like to roll a wingman check so I can help you out in this place. And so I saunter over and I say all the nice things I think about you, because you're too shy and humble to say them yourself, but they're all totally true.
Critical success.
To introduce you to Cromlor's older sister.
Holy shit, is it? Okay, great.
You see Cromlor's older sister over drinking a mead from the tavern. She is an orc. She is a dwarf.
Yes.
She is a dwarf. And she's a real 12 out of 10. She's a real smoke show.
Her charisma is high. Hey, hello, older sister. This is my friend Colgate.
Oh, hi.
And he's a real great guy. This isn't a date yet. Okay, bye.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Hello.
I really love your bro.
Thank you.
But that's enough about me. And tell me everything just so. Let me roll a listening check to see how attentive I can be.
Roll that listening check. That's a critical success! A critical success! Yes! When dating, listening is often the best! You just roll a critical success! Okay, my turn! Time to date the man! I see over at the corner of the tavern, rubbing that frying pan!
Good job!
Yes, that's the cook! An orcish general. I go Berg and say, can I help you? Because it seems like your hands are full.
Oh, thanks, I've been in the weeds for 15 minutes. Do you know how to cut up a parsnip to look like a flower?
Honestly, I don't, but I could ask someone else that has that sort of expertise. Oh, wait a minute, let me check my character sheet. Does a 15 in nature count as that?
Yeah, I'll let you do that. That is fine.
Yes, I do know how to do that. Let me help you, but not do it for you.
Oh, perfect. You do that so nimble. All those parsnip flowers small as a thimble. Thanks for helping me out. You really saved me without a doubt.
That's a critical success. A critical success.
You gain experience and you level up.
Oh, wow. Hi, guys. Oh, sorry. Do you need to, like, what is it? Touch your nose, turn backwards in your chair. Oh, cross your fingers?
Yeah, Lexi. We can take a break, right, Daniel?
Game pause.
Oh, excellent.
I'm sorry. Which is it? I just want to get it right.
What do you mean?
Let's cross your fingers be out of character. Thanks for remembering.
But we can just take a general pause now so we don't have to keep our fingers crossed.
Oh, that's nice.
Or just take an extended rest from the game.
That's a good one, Daniel.
What?
An extended rest is a thing in Dungeons & Dragons where you sort of like regain some of your abilities because you wait so long, but it's not...
You can roll.
Cool down. Is this cool? Am I spiraling right now?
You're doing a great job, Daniel.
I'm doing a great job.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Hi, Daniel. Okay, so I knew that Riley wanted strawberry.
Yes.
And I guess, Tej, I got you chocolate and vanilla mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
And this was kind of like, I don't know, I kind of went a little wild.
I can't believe you know, like, what a What a big swing to take on buying a milkshake. And honestly, I love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And Steven, I got you a creamsicle because I knew you love orange sodas. Thank you. Whoa. Whoa. This is orange and vanilla together.
Dude.
This is so good.
Hey, Lexi.
And I got Daniel a smoothie, but I'll give it to him when he gets back.
He's lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
I am not receiving milk products well.
Totally. Totally.
Strawberries wild?
Yeah, that's right.
Strawberries wild!
So I'll get out of your way, and you want to just, like, text me when you need a ride,
Lexi,
Riley?
How do you... I didn't mean to interrupt.
Actually, Lexi, we had a question for you. You know how you just know a lot about, like, dating and stuff? Because you're... like an older teenager and you've had some experience.
Yeah.
We were kind of wondering if you could give us some tips.
Oh my gosh. This is really sweet. You would come to me, Riley.
Just like in dating in general.
Yeah.
Just like in general, like what people like.
Yeah, I guess.
And I guess if you wanted to say like through, I guess for you, maybe that's like the frame of reference of what you like, but that's not what we're asking specifically.
We're sort of asking what people like. I got it.
I have to go to the bathroom.
It's only one bathroom. It's fine.
I am still in here.
Why are they waiting
in line? I'm back.
Okay. Yeah. Just, you're okay, man. You're okay. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, I guess being 16, I really... feels like I've lived like so many
lives
already.
So much.
You're
so,
like
so
an
wise.
Adult. You're a full
so
adult.
So old and wise.
It's just, wow. Let me try to think. Looking back, so many lessons.
You've been to 2 formals.
Yeah. I remember in 6th grade when someone asked me out and they didn't even go to my school. I just saw them at a swim meet by the pool and he was my boyfriend for 2 whole months and we talked on the phone all of once, but it still made me feel alive, like my heart was beating faster inside. And then one day we called each other and said, how about it's over? And I could hardly remember to care because, well, I had felt so bold, sure, but then it was really nothing, especially compared to 7th grade when I went out with a different boy and we held hands. It was great. Everything seems like a big deal at first. Everything seems like a big deal.
As a queen, accumulated so much wisdom by the age of 16.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, from there I've had like 6 more boyfriends, but the longest one was only like 5 months, so I still feel like I'm really learning. Even after going to winter formal as a sophomore with a senior, I mean, like, if I could go back and meet her, I know the girl that was me from last year, she'd be like, I can't believe I'm in the clear, that I'm in a dress and he's in a tuxedo. Nothing has been so great and then so... Everything feels like a big deal at first. Everything feels like a big deal at first. Some things get boring, some get better, and some get worse. But it's pretty cool that
too much tongue.
Well, that has no one answer.
There shouldn't
be slobber around your mouth.
Got it.
But you really should slowly work together to figure it out. And don't feel bad if it's whack at first. It usually is. But you'll get better over time. That's just what you'll have to trust it is.
I have a question.
Sure.
Do you have to hold hands if you walk at different speeds and you have different lengths of legs in the hallway and the lockers are there? I just get very stressed out about it.
Yeah, it's hard with two different gates and also who's on the top and outside, who has that face?
That was my question.
And do you cup or do you interlace? And how long is too long before you correct their pace? I say, figure it out, do it as much or as little as you really want. Not everyone likes PDA, some others don't want to flaunt.
And how much teeth is too much teeth?
All teeth is too much teeth. Got unless it. They're into biting, that might be kind of exciting. But unless there's a conversation and they say yes, maybe bite my ear. I wouldn't like knock your teeth while you're just kissing. I think that would induce fear.
I know you have so much experience with love.
Well,
when I see you, I get so concerned. Because I hear you on the phone sometimes and I want to cry because I know that there is water coming out of your eyes.
Yeah, it's definitely always not the best part of being alive, but I feel like every new experience teaches me how to thrive, and I've started to learn which kind and which kind of guys don't warrant me starting to cry. And can I ask one more thing? I'm sorry, I just gotta. Did you last weekend like my frittata?
You made that? Oh yeah, I thought you knew. I thought my mom made that. I thought a grown-up made that by looking up, like, a Ina Garten recipe.
Oh, no. My boy here made that. And do you know something? He's, like, an incredible cook. He's made all sorts of things, and I had the frittata, and that's, like, not even the best thing he can make.
He can make bagels. How does that even work?
Like, make bagels.
It's pretty fun, actually. You have to get, like, the water just right.
Made a pizza pie!
Yeah, I made a pizza pie, like a deep pizza pie. Like, imagine an apple pie, but it's full of, like, pizza goo.
Homemade pasta? Have you even heard of that?
Yeah, I made a gnocchi. I made a potato dumpling. I just really like cooking because I feel like it's, like, science that we get to enjoy in real time all the time.
But you didn't know that? You didn't know he made that frittata?
I didn't know he made that frittata. It was really good. I liked it so much. Wow. It was really, just really good, Steven. Hey, Steven. Do you want to walk me out to my car?
Nod your head yes. Nod your head yes. He's nodding his head yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Good.
Text me, Riley?
Yep. You got it. Have fun.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Lexi.
Oh, boy.
It's gonna be a challenge.
Yeah.
To deal with this new relationship, but it is worth it.
Whoa.
If we can be friends.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not even sure that they're there yet, but maybe they are. It surely is a big deal at first to walk someone to their car, but everything seems like a big deal at first.
You guys won't believe what just happened.
Tell. Wait. Hold on. Pause. Riley.
Yeah, tell us.
Okay. Can proceed.
Okay, thanks. Good friend check. Is it all right if I tell you what happened?
PG, man.
Okay. She said, hey, you should be, like, proud of cooking. That's so cool. And I think you're really cool. And then she winked and said, for a freshman, and kiss me on the cheek.
Whoa, man. I think that's good, right?
I think that's extremely good, my dude.
Oh!
everything feels like a big deal at first.
Kiss on the cheek is basically second base.
Everything feels like a big deal at first.
And my sister dating one of my best friends, I guess it could be worse.
Dungeons and Datings, the musical. We'll be right back with more adventure after this. Laser Melina Weber, what an absolute joy.
What a treat.
Getting to do a D&D musical.
So good.
Jessica, would you like to make a retraction about the grave factual error that you feel so bad about that neither of us noticed, but you have
wrote? Well, I need you all to know that Terminal Velocity is not the movie I was thinking of. I was thinking of this movie called Vertical Limit.
How dare you?
Yeah, whoa, 87% of Google users liked this movie, but it has a 48 on Rotten Tomatoes. I do remember it was like my pick. It came out in 2000 and it was like early in the days of getting dropped off at the movies, like in middle school. And I was like with a group of, I don't know, 17 kids. Right. I was like, let's go see this movie. And it was so bad.
Oh, no.
And we found it very uncomfortable. Like it's just, it was not good. But
have you ever walked out of a movie?
No.
I had my friend's mom take both of us out of a movie that she decided midway through was not appropriate for us. I'm thinking the words that's coming to my mouth is You, Me, and Dupree, but I don't think that's what it was. What's the Jim Carrey movie where he like becomes
the Grinch?
Grinch.
The Mask.
Not the Mask. What's that? Me, Myself, and Irene. There's a scene very early on in that movie where like a baby is like breastfeeding and then she turns her head and she turns back and it's him now.
Oh.
Which is like, I didn't even think about how fucking wild that is at the time.
Yeah.
Strange. Like,
and so she took us out of that movie at that moment.
Yeah. We walked out of, my parents took us for some reason to Harold and Kumar, but we were like 12 and 14 or something. Oh. I don't know what the math is on that, but yeah, it was not the choice we would have made.
That's funny.
Yeah.
These are sexy jams.
These are sexy jams about walking out of movies.
Yeah. I love it.
Decided to buy this ticket, spare my hard-won cash on this. I got some popcorn and I got it in my head that maybe I will give it time. Maybe it won't be good, but it'll be fine. But oh no, what's on that?
Next door. Now what do I
Listen.
Listen, movies come out in all years.
You've only got so many hours on this earth, and you pay $20-something for a ticket. But that doesn't mean that you have to stay in the theater for the whole movie to happen.
No way. They didn't tie you there. You can just walk.
Superman's not Henry Cavill's fault. You can go watch The Witcher on Netflix.
Yeah, sure.
He's clearly having more fun in that movie than in the Superman franchise.
Or in that latest Mission Impossible. That was good stuff. Remember when his mustache came back? But most importantly, they did not tie you to that movie theater seat. So if you want to, you go ahead.
I'm walking out.
So much good Henry Cavill content.
I'm walking out.
Why would you waste your time with anything less than the best?
It's what I'm about.
He's on Instagram. You could just watch his Instagram.
Where he sort of talks about running in his Melina Weber, ladies and gentlemen.
What should the good people know?
Oh, I'm in a band called the Double Clicks. We are on Spotify and YouTube and other places the bands are.
Listen to them. Watch them.
Yes.
Consume them. Purchase the albums with your physical money.
Yeah, if you like cats or dinosaurs or queer content, you will like us.
You got a book?
I have a book called Crowdfunding for Musicians. I wrote a whole book. You can find that. And we have a
whole book.
You haven't written a book?
No.
They've written a book.
I wrote a whole book.
All right.
We're like off book.
We don't have any books here.
You're the opposite of books, but I still love you very dearly.
Oh, thank you.
Likewise. Feeling is mutual.
Thank you.
We have some live shows. Oh, no, we don't anymore.
Thanks
hey,
for
Pacific
seeing
Northwest.
Us.
We love seeing you.
Thanks for being there. What a joy. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. We have Choo Choo Engineer Brett on the fret. We have Dana Wicks on the sticks. Dana Wickens on the stickens, producing the drums as good as they come. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if your milkshake brings all of your younger siblings' friends to the yard,
be careful. You've probably broken their hearts. Bye.
I'm walking out.